Hi, I'm Dr. Chuck Day. I want to take you to Matthew chapter 12. And in the first section, we have Jesus walking through some fields with his disciples, and they're taking the heads of the grain, and they're popping them off and eating them. And the Pharisees say, hey, this is the Sabbath. You can't do that, because actually, technically, the disciples are harvesting. And so you can see that the Galileans had a little looser understanding than the Pharisees did. And Jesus does not defend it in terms of, you know, whether it's technically right or not. What he does, and we see this in Mark chapter 3 and also in Luke chapter 6, that Jesus defends it by reminding them of what happened when David was hungry. And it says, not only David, but those who were with him, they went into the house of God and they ate the bread, the bread of the presence that only priests were allowed to eat. Well, and they're innocent, he said. And here's the point, that they were with David, that David is the king. David is the anointed one. And there's somebody greater than David with them now. Goes on, Matthew alone of the evangelists says this. He reminds them that in the law it says that the priests profane the Sabbath every week because they're working on that day. But they're innocent. Why? Because God says it's okay. God can supersede his own word in that sense. And he says something greater than the temple is here. So he says that this temple service supersedes the Sabbath as well as kingship. So you have kings and priests. All of those ministries are combined in Christ and his church. Then he goes on. Matthew alone says this. When the next story is him healing on a Sabbath a man with a withered hand. And he says, and they asked him, is it lawful? This is the same word that was used there about the priest. Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath? And because they wanted to accuse him. But Jesus says, look, if you have a sheep and it falls into a pit on the Sabbath, will you not pull him out? Therefore, it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath. And he says, you are of much more value than sheep. So we have an interesting thing. Matthew wants to bring out this point of comparison. Something greater than the temple is here. Something greater than God's creations are here. And that God is saying, you are special. You are someone that he wants to do good. He wants to bring healing. He wants to bring provision. He wants to even set aside the strict law. He says, he says the Pharisees should have learned the lesson from Hosea that God desires mercy and not sacrifice. Don't be a believer that is just so punctilious about everything in the word and not gracious, not understanding that God is gracious, not understanding that God sees you of more value than the rules and the regulations. I'm not saying they don't matter. Jesus didn't say they didn't matter. But Jesus is saying God wants to provide, God wants to bless, God wants to help, God wants to bring himself into your situation. Technically, you don't deserve it. Technically, you've broken the rules. Technically, you have done things that should get you condemned. But Jesus says, I'm going to take that sin. I'm going to abrogate that situation. I'm going to take you to myself and give you my authority, give you my rules, give you my privileges. Jesus extends his rights, his privileges, his power to his followers. God wants us to be obedient. Jesus is not a disobedient son. God wants us to be obedient sons. I'm not giving you a license to just do whatever you want to do. I'm saying that God wants mercy, not sacrifice. Why? Because people are more value than animals. That even Christ himself is of more value than the temple of God. You yourselves are God's temple. The Holy Spirit is not dwelling in a building now. It's dwelling in us as individuals. That makes you very, very valuable. And so think about that. That God, in his mercy, allows his Spirit to dwell in you. You're valuable. You are someone that God says, I love, even though I want you to understand that he sees other people that way and you need to see them that way as well. So let us accept this about ourselves. Let us accept that about others. Jesus' point is, be merciful because you yourselves are valuable. so you can see others having value too. Let that thought bless you.